In Afghanistan, a suicide attack at a dogfighting arena in the southern city of Kandahar killed dozens of people in what is likely the worst suicide bombing in Afghanistan's history. NPR's Soraya Sahardi-Nelson reports from Kandahar.
Scores of wounded and dead were ferried by the truckload to the main hospital in Kandahar. Doctors counted 70 bodies at the hospital, but say many more were carried away from the blast site by relatives for a quick burial as prescribed by Islam. Here, police appeal over loudspeakers to Kandaharis gathered outside the hospital to donate blood for the scores of wounded. Doctors were overwhelmed by the number of casualties and were treating the injured on the floors and in the hallways. The morning attack happened a half-hour drive away on the western edge of Kandahar. Many of the victims were attending a dogfight, a favorite and legal sport in Afghanistan. Nearby, vendors sold chickens and fruit while people picnicked. The bomber, who was apparently sent by the Taliban, slipped into this crowd in search of Abdul Hakim Jan. Hakim Jan is a powerful tribal elder and former Kandahar police chief at war with the militant group. Fighting the Taliban is something many tribal elders here in southern Afghanistan are afraid to do. Witnesses say the bomber got within 15 feet of his target before using a wire and clicker to detonate his explosives. Hakim Jan has not been found, although he is presumed dead. Hours later, the site of the blast is still littered with prayer caps, shoes, and puddles of blood. Also left behind are the twisted hulls of two police pickups and Hakim John's SUV. Many Kandaharis fear the death of Hakim Jan clears the way for the Taliban to move into his district near Kandahar, giving militants easier access to targets in Afghanistan's second-largest city. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Kandahar.
You're listening to NPR News.